Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in right here at blogtalkradio.com for another edition of SCW Radio. Now, as most of you know, pretty good bit of stuff we need to cover today. I'm sure everyone out there saw what went down. SCW Entertainment on Studio 62 on Carolina CW earlier this morning. If you weren't able to see it live, the video is actually now posted. But we'll get into all that here momentarily, and I've even got some things that I need to say regarding that particular appearance. So let's go ahead and kick things off right, guys. If you want to call into SCW Radio this week, the number is, as always, 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. The studio line is now open also. As always, if you want to follow the link to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, if you're already listening to us on there, you can engage us in a live chat going on right now. It is open, so any way you want to address myself here on SCW Radio, feel free to do so if indeed you want to do so. Like I said, lines are open, chat is open. We handle all questions, concerns, comments, what have you. Now, I'm sure everyone saw it. SCW Entertainment, big appearance on Studio 62. And if you listened or if you heard any of the rumblings, then you heard that Sean Van was going to be appearing on that broadcast. And I think everyone saw an individual on that broadcast who just didn't belong. Two, as a matter of fact. Now, the first one, I have addressed the rumors that Brian White would be acting in some shape, way, form, or fashion as Cat Daddy's personal manager, assistant, whatever he is. He doesn't work for SCW Entertainment, but apparently he is going to be coattailing Cat Daddy now. So that's neither here nor there. I'll digress. But there was an individual present on that broadcast that does not work for this company. He has not worked for this company in almost a month now. And I find it very suspicious that my transportation fails me on the way to the studio in Spartanburg this morning, and I see him on that broadcast standing there with people like Cat Daddy, and it makes a lot of sense. But I will tell you this. As the owner and promoter of this company, I have really, really tried my best to deliver to each and every one of you what I would consider a great product. I have really tried to command a certain respect that I feel as if I deserve. And to be perfectly honest with you, today I did not feel like I got my just respect. That moment was stolen from me to go on live television and talk about my baby, SCW Entertainment, my creation. And that moment was stolen from me. And TJ Boss, the fact that you miraculously showed up on that television broadcast, not even working for this company, the fact that my transportation miraculously somehow is unreliable for the first time and I don't even know when, it's mighty convenient. And like I said earlier, I don't feel very respected in my own company right now. And I've tried very hard to maintain my composure through all the name-calling. When I did what I did at Blaze of Glory, I've been called everything from a liar to a cheater to the George Zimmerman of independent wrestling. I've been called a lot of nasty, slanderous things, and I let that roll off my back. But seeing what I saw today is the final straw. So I'm going to put it to everybody like this. If you want the old SCW or excuse me, if you want the old Sean Van back at SCW Entertainment, you may well have just got him. The only difference being is that this time I am going to let my actions speak outside of the ring. So I am going to offer each and every member of that SCW roster the chance to apologize to me for what happened today. And if I don't have an apology from the SCW roster, and that includes the employees that work here, before Ace in the Hole, there is going to be hell to pay. And speaking of which, it's definitely a show you don't want to miss. So let's go ahead and let's talk about it right now, guys, because it is 3 days away. Let me regain my composure here. It is 3 days away, guys. Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m. is bell time. Those doors are going to open at 6:30. Get there a little bit early. Grab yourself a good seat. We're going to be at Triangle Daycare's gym. That's 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina, 29108, guys, for those of you using a GPS. As always, tickets $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and absolutely free for the kids that are 5 and under. Now, we've talked about it at length on this broadcast, and we're going to talk about it again because it bears repeating. It is the Ace in the Hole event, guys, and history has shown, if anyone out there needs a history lesson on this event, every single individual who has ever won the Ace in the Hole ladder match has gone on to become the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So let's back up a minute and explain that. This entire event is based around the Ace in the Hole contract. I know we may have some new listeners out there this evening, so I'm going to explain this concept. The Ace in the Hole contract and the show itself, it's about that contract, guys. The Ace in the Hole contract guarantees its owner a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship at any point in time they so deem necessary, any point in time they choose over the next year. So how do you become the man that holds that contract? How do you win the Ace in the Hole contract and always have that Ace in the Hole up your sleeve? Well, you do it at this Ace in the Hole event. How do you do it? You first must win your qualifying match to advance to the main event. And in the main event, we will see a multi-man ladder match. Whoever can climb that ladder and secure the Ace in the Hole contract will have that prize. They will have that guaranteed championship match for the SCW Heavyweight title anytime they choose over the next year. Now, you can go back in history and you can look at the history of the Ace in the Hole event, and you'll see, just like I said earlier, every single individual who has ever won this contract has gone on to win the SCW Heavyweight Championship. This contract is good as gold, and statistically speaking, the man who walks away with the Ace in the Hole contract this Saturday, statistically speaking now, will be the next SCW Heavyweight Champion. That is what we've seen. You go back in the more primitive years of SCW Entertainment, and you'll see something similar to an Ace in the Hole contract. Actually being called the Ace in the Hole contract, its first appearance would be in 2011 when we would see Brian Thrill win that Ace in the Hole contract. And in December of that year, he would sign it over to Scotty Claymore. Scotty Claymore cashes it in on James Hall, becomes the brand-new SCW Heavyweight Champion. You fast-forward a year later in 2012, and yours truly, Sean Van, wins the Ace in the Hole contract, and he cashes it in and becomes SCW Heavyweight Champion. You look a year later when Aaron McClure, a man who could decimate almost any member of this locker room if he so chooses, a 400-pound man, they don't call him the intimidation factor for nothing, won the Ace in the Hole contract. Not like he needed the extra advantage, but went on to become the SCW Heavyweight Champion. And we saw last year in 2014, we go from the largest member of the roster to possibly the smallest member of the roster when Sean Storm wins the Ace in the Hole contract and sure enough becomes the SCW Heavyweight Champion. That contract is as good as gold, guys. That's the best way to put it. And all that's going to go down at Ace in the Hole this Saturday, guys. Like I said, 3 days from now, doors open at 6:30, bell time 7 p.m., Triangle Daycare Gym at 30 Boundary Street in Newberry, South Carolina. Tickets $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and absolutely free for any children 5 and under. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be an amazing event. You can go check out some of our promotional stuff we got going on for the event. Of course, Facebook is loaded with it. Our event page is up. for more information. Also, we have an event page up on the Newberry Observer's website at newberryobserver.com. Also, if you would like to check out what went down today on Carolina CW's Studio 62 when SCW Entertainment invaded, you can do that by checking out carolinascw.com and click the link at the top that says Studio 62, and you'll see it. It's right there up on their top stories. SCW Entertainment stays in the hole. I have to say, despite how I feel about certain events, it was a really good opportunity for SCW Entertainment to get even more out into the public eye. So I do want to thank Studio 62, and I want to thank Carolina CW for allowing us that opportunity. Now, with that said, guys, let's really quickly, let's talk about some other ways you can follow, friend, like, share, everything that is SCW Entertainment all over the World Wide Web. And, of course, you can start at our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, guys, we're on Facebook. You can just search SCW Entertainment or go directly to facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. Those are digits, by the way, 09. Also, we're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood, or, of course, twitter.com/SCW Greenwood. You can find us on YouTube. Find recaps and highlight reels of some of our best events and all that. That's all on YouTube, guys, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Where you are right now, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., guys, we are at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Like I said, each and every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. for SCW Radio, which in my humble opinion is the absolute most informative SCW Entertainment or way to receive SCW Entertainment info. Also, guys, we're at Instagram at instagram.com/SCW Entertainment, and, of course, we're on Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as I always say, guys, if you want to just go and search the keywords SCW Entertainment, I promise you, you'll find us at several other websites, such as Spreadshirt, where you can buy your favorite SCW wrestler's shirt. You can find us at Spreaker Web Radio. You can find us at Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, you name it. SCW Entertainment is there. So like I say every week, guys, no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, everything that is SCW Entertainment. We are all over social media. And, you know, even on TV today, guys, you know, despite my harsh feelings on how I feel about certain things, you have to admit, SCW Entertainment, definitely a company on the rise. It's definitely a company that I believe is going to take that next step very soon. And I think a lot of eyes are on us right now. And for everyone out there who may be new, or for everyone out there who may be a detractor of this company, I would just like to say, keep your eyes on us. Keep your eyes on us, because it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And to the fans who are maybe new fans or maybe longtime fans, we want to say, you know, thank you. And you keep your eyes on the product, too. So, with that said, guys, one more time, I just want to plug, if you want to check out the video from today when SCW Entertainment was on Carolina CW Studio 62, that is at carolinascw.com, and you just click the Studio 62 link at the top. Check that out. Also, guys, like I said, all the information for SCW's Ace in the Hole event, you can find that on our Facebook account. We have an event page up for it as well. Also on the Newberry Observer's website at newberryobserver.com. Just go check their calendar out. You'll see more information about the event. And with that said, one more time, guys, let's pump it out. I'm excited for it. It's going to be a night of change at SCW Entertainment. I'm very sure of that. I think that's probably the best way to put it. I'm very sure that Ace in the Hole is going to be a night where not only SCW Entertainment changes for the better, but it's going to be a night where SCW Entertainment steps out of certain shadows. So I think you'd be doing yourself a disservice not to be at Ace in the Hole, not to be where all the action is going to be May 30th. You'd be doing yourself a disservice, because I promise you this, and this one goes out to some of our newer listeners who may have seen the program earlier today and now they're tuning into SCW Radio for the first time. I can promise you this, whether you like me or whether you don't like me, you can take my word on this, and that is, you come to an SCW Entertainment event, you are going to get action, you are going to get physicality, you are going to get entertainment, you're going to get everything you want out of entertainment wrapped into one. The kids will love it. Mom loves it. Dad loves it. Men, women, children of all ages. This is truly, in my opinion, the greatest show on earth. So with that said, I know I'm screwing over the circus here. But with that said, one more time, guys, just in case anyone missed it or if you want to take this information down, whatever the case may be, this Saturday, 3 days from now, we're going to be opening the doors up at 6:30 bell time, and we're going to get things started at 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to be at Triangle Daycare Gym at 30 Boundary Street in Newberry, South Carolina. Tickets only $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. Now, you can't beat those prices. You honestly can't. So like I said, guys, hell of a night, a card stacked with men who are going to be fighting, scratching, and clawing to be able to just get to the main event, to be able to just be a part of a brutal multi-man ladder match, because they know the prize. If they win the Ace in the Hole contract, they know Ace in the Hole is the night to go out there and prove that you are the future of this company. And for all the young guys out there who may have an opportunity at this, it's time, guys. It's time to go out there and impress. Now, I do see I have a caller here in my queue, so I'm going to go ahead and let's see here. Having a few technical difficulties today, but I think we're going to make it through. So if I'm not mistaken, I am now being joined by Mr. Smith. Am I correct?
Yes, you are, Mr. Van.
Well, all right, Mr. Smith, man, I appreciate you calling in there. You know, there's a lot of talk about the whole Studio 62, a lot of talk about Ace in the Hole. If you want to hit on one of those topics or something of your own, hey, feel free, man. The floor is yours.
Well, I want to say something about Mr. Christopher Weidman. I want to say, I heard a little media about him, you know, talking about it, but he can do it on the show when I'm not there to call in. But you see me at the shows, and you do your little talking trash, but you do it over the radio show. Well, Mr. Christopher White, if you're listening, I'm on ears of you blabbing about what I do or how I do things. If you have a problem with that, come deal with it. I'm not hard to find. There's the wrestling ring. You see me all the time. But I'm sorry that I ended one of your friends' careers in the ring. But then again, I'm not sorry. But other than that, on the, anybody seen, I missed it today. I know how to take care of some business, so I ain't get the chance to go by no Studio 62. I wish I could make it, but congratulations on that. And also, we got Ace in the Hole this Saturday. I've been, twice. About my third time, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Van. Ace in the Hole.
I think you're correct.
Who could be the next victim? Decisions. Well, I'm going to say this here. Whoever my opponent is for this qualifying match at Ace in the Hole this Saturday will get the same thing as Del Frito got after Burn. Oh, wait.
That actually brings up two questions I really wanted to ask you. And the first is, I think everyone who has seen the footage or was there at Afterburn saw a Mr. Smith who definitely, you know, I don't know quite how to put my finger on it, but you have a different fire about you now. And we saw that. Did suffer a loss to Cat Daddy, but afterwards demanding another match with Del Frito. And as I've said on this broadcast, the knee that you gave him to the skull, there was a concussion. There's some possible neurological damage there. There's no telling if Del Frito will ever wrestle again. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Del Frito, I hope you're listening. Oh, I forgot. You can't speak English. Oh, my bad. I can't speak Spanish for you. Well, if you got somebody that can speak English for you, that can translate what I'm about to say. Well, Del Frito, you shouldn't have stepped up and come out there. Maybe you wouldn't have been sidelined maybe a year, 2 years, or maybe the rest of your life. I don't regret of what I did to you. So if you come back again, if the doctor say, well, you got 3 months, you can come back, you probably don't want to do that. Just remember what happened to you. You pretty much blacked out, and I don't know, you might have a slight chance of remembering what actually happened, because I hit you pretty hard. But to the fans that love Del Frito, what can I say? Oh, I forgot. He was laying in the rain, but y'all didn't help him out. It was other people that helped him out. Maybe, let me say, the rookies helped him, not the fans. But fans, I'm going to say this. You might as well, you can pray, you can go see him all you want, but it will not bring him back. So, fans, y'all have a next victim that I need to do again at Ace in the Hole. If so, let me know. If not, I just take one of y'all and put y'all out.
You know, and that brings me to my second question. You know, we got Ace in the Hole coming out. No one's qualified yet. The entire show will be full of qualifying matches. No one right now knows who their opponents will be in those qualifying matches. And whoever wins those matches, they're going on to the main event, the Ace in the Hole ladder match, for a shot at that Ace in the Hole contract. And as we've said on this radio broadcast, you know, everyone who's ever won the Ace in the Hole contract has successfully cashed in for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Now, you have a lot of experience in Ace in the Hole ladder matches. Never come out on the winning end. Is this the year for Antonio Smith?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I hear you say Antonio, or did you mean to say Mr. Smith?
You know what? You actually have you've earned a lot of my respect lately. I know a lot of people don't like how you're conducting yourself. So I'll give you that, Mr. Smith. I apologize.
You're forgiven. Oh, first, Ace in the Hole. It does bring back memories. Myself, if I'm not mistaken, Aaron McCoor. I want to say, I think, what, Jane Paul, Kevin Phoenix. There was one more. I just can't put my finger on it. I can't remember. Aaron McCoor, I think he won that one. The second one I've been in, it was myself. Mean Dean, the lovable fan guy. Oh, I get tired of hearing the lone wolf Mean Dean. Can't wait to get my hands on him. Sean Storm, Tanner Stone, that's now the undisputed SCW Heavyweight Champion. He was in it. Dr. Carl Hager. If he's a doctor so well, where is your degree? Where is your bachelor's degree? What have you operated? I think Del Frito needs you to operate on his head, Dr. Carl Hager. But move along with that. Who else was in it? I can't remember, but Sean Storm won that one. But I do recall that one person, that he's with us no more, Marcus Mason. He did cost me an ace in the whole contract, though. I haven't forgot about that. But it's all right. I'll see you either down the line or maybe somewhere else, and we will have our match. But anyway, this Saturday, Ace in the Hole. I'm not coming there to win a qualifying match as moving to the next stage, the main event. I'm coming there to put my opponent's business. Fans, if you don't know what I mean now, I mean put them out of business is basically what I'm saying. I'm going to say it for you so you know what I mean. Basically ending their career. or I can at least leave them in the hospital, maybe for a year, or they can just be terminated. Which one y'all prefer?
Well, man. We actually, you might want to take this. You made a comment earlier about an SCW fan by the name of Chris Weidman. He's actually calling in. Do you you want to take his call?
Let's take his call. I want to hear what Mr. Weidman got to say this time while I'm on the show, finally.
All right, guys. Well, Chris Weidman, are you there?
I'm there. How you doing?
Not good.
Yeah, not so good, but I'll tell you, I don't know if you heard, but Mr. Smith heard what you had to say about him last week, so is there anything you got to say to him?
Well, all I have to say is Mr. Smith, he likes to run his mouth. He ain't no David Letterman, that's one thing. He just like to energize his buddy. He runs his mouth, and won't shut up until the cows come home or the chickens come to roost.
Well, you didn't say that about Del Frito when I put him out. Well, where is he? He's not in SCW. He's at home. But yeah, he's not at home. I just went over there. He's still in the hospital. He won't be out maybe a couple more months. Then he got to go to rehab. Maybe Dr. Carl Hager got to go check up on him. Maybe you need to, too.
I'll be 29 years old when he gets back in action.
Well, but
I think Scott Pierce brainwashed your ass. Scott Pierce really brainwashed you, Antonio.
Once again, it's Mr. Smith. If I have to see you this Saturday and I walk your way, I would gladly take your camera from you and record the whole entire show myself and take the camera home with me and watch it on my own TV. Then
wait,
glad to hand it back to you after I beat you senseless, then hang
you
your camera.
You ain't kidnapping my camera. The only thing you're going to be on TV is looking at PORN. That's the only thing you do.
That's a pretty strange
PORN? Since you want to bring up adult stuff, how about you just come into the ring this Saturday
and
say all of this in my face inside the ring. Then once you get done saying what you have to say, then I'm going to put my foot up your
you-know-where. It's your ass, not mine. You know what? Bring Scott Pierce with you. Bring down Colonel Sanders one of these.
Well, I'm
bring them on.
We only got about a minute and a half left before we go into after call. We got about a minute and a half left, so we're going to go ahead and try to start winding down. We're going to go ahead and do closing thoughts, I guess. So we'll start with you, Mr. Smith. Your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio heading into Ace in the Hole.
Whoever is my opponent this Saturday, SCW presents Ace in the Hole. I'm not coming out as a winner. I don't want to win and go to the main event. I want to win as I decimate. Basically, I'm saying put you out of business, put you out your career, put you out your misery to move on to the main event and get what's mine, death, the undisputed SCW heavyweight title. But before I do that, I'm going to get that contract. Then I will beat Terrence Stone. Now, one more thing I want to add. Mr. Christopher Weidman, I said, you want to say talk your talk, come into the ring this Saturday. I'm going to let you say your piece. Then I'm going to put my piece in you. Then you're going to be hopping out that ring. They carry out the ring if somebody can talk to you. You're about 1,000 pounds.
What?
I guess we'll segue into Mr. Weidman, your closing thoughts. I assume you have a rebuttal to that.
Oh, yes, I sure do. The only thing that's going to be carried out of the ring is you and a gurney. And the other thing is maybe somebody needs to fire you because you You are the poison of wrestling. You're the poison of 2015. You just like
Somebody cut his mic off. I'm tired of hearing him. Turn the mic off.
Oh, yeah.
Turn his mic off.
I took care of that for you there, Mr. Smith. You know what?
But anyway.
Go ahead. Finish
but
what
anyway,
you
Mr. Wyman, I'd be nice for him one time. I'm going to say, Mr. Wyman, this Saturday, I want you to come into the ring. Betty, I will call you to the ring. I will let you say your piece. Then I decide to shake your hand, or the person that I am that I did to Del Frito, I would just demolish you like I did him and his career. So, Mr. Wyman, you might want to be proactive before you talk to me. But I hopefully see you this Saturday. SCW presents Ace in the Hole.
I'm telling you, man, this things definitely heating up around here, even to the point where the fans are trying to get involved. But I'll tell you this much, guys, there's going to be a lot of intensity going down, and it's going to be going down 3 days from now, 6:30 p.m. We're going to open the doors up. 7 o'clock p.m. is bell time. That's when the first match goes on. We're going to be at 30 Boundary Street in Newberry, South Carolina, guys. Once again, that's the Triangle Daycare Gym. It's going to be an amazing event. $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, free for 5 and under. A night where men will be fighting just to qualify for the main event, a multi-man ladder match. And what is the prize? The Ace in the Hole contract. A prize that has proven in the past statistically to be just as good as being the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So, guys, I do want to thank everybody out there for listening to this week's episode of SCW Radio. I want to thank the callers. I want to thank everyone for being involved this week. And be back next Wednesday, 30 p.m., as always. But more importantly, what you guys need to remember, SCW Entertainment's Ace in the Hole this Saturday. Don't forget about that. That is going to be a show that you are going to regret it if you miss it. So with that said, guys, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.